only time we had that happen is at Mascotec. They would leave dyes, I mean some decent-sized dyes, outside, and they'd be rained on and everything else. Some stuff was in a shed. Other stuff was just stacked up like at this other company I worked for. And we'd bring them in. It'd be late fall or winter, and they'd want to run them. Well, they would only sit in the building for a day or so, and they were trying to let them warm up enough to where it wouldn't blow all the gas springs out the first hit, but that's when they would blow out. The wax seals and stuff in there would be hardened, and then with that just one hit on them, it'd damage them. We'd have to rip the dyes apart and replace all the springs or rebuild all of them. It was crazy.
I had one go off halfway through a shift right next to me. And I'll tell you what, it coated me with crap, and it was loud, and it was messy. And I was mad. Boy, was I mad.
W-H-C-M-N.
Yeah, I imagine. When I worked for Mascotec, an engineer, a dye engineer, was killed when they were doing a tryout on the dye, and one of those gas springs blew up, and parts of the dye blew out and hit him, killed the guy. And so I always know that they're extremely dangerous, you know. I always had kind of like a respect for the things. Be very careful. You know, it's funny because you're not really supposed to check them by pounding on the tap of the rod, but everybody does. But boy, if you're going to do that, you want to make sure it's a force straight up and down, not a side force, you know.